step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Electrician Live with your host, Paul Abernathy and Jay Brunberg.
What up, everybody? Welcome to Electrician Live, a late start to the show. We're sitting here looking at something, and the next thing you know, I forgot that the show was supposed to start, and usually I give you guys about 5, 10, 15, you know, maybe 10 minutes to lead into it, but guess what? I forgot to do that. So anyway, welcome to the stream. My name is Paul Abernathy, one of your hosts here at Electrician Live. And with me, as always, my co-host all the way out in Colorado, Mr. Jay Grunberg, the basement king himself.
What up? Yeah. What up?
Welcome, as always, Jay. Each week we come to you folks out there live, and as long as the gods of YouTube will allow us to stream, right. As long as they don't cut us off, it seems to be something that's been happening lately. So, anywho, but welcome everybody.
Yeah, we apologize for last week cutting you guys off out there. Actually, we got cut off. We didn't know about it. So, we do have the guys and gals, whoever, written down from last week that will spin the wheel at
spin the
end.
Wheel.
So,
get
Lou,
you some goodies.
Yane, Schwartz, and Tim, Code Strong, Tim Johnson's in the house now. You four will be spinning the wheel. So,
yep.
We didn't forget about you.
Get you some goodies. Most certainly. And I think last week we were talking about, you know, the bonding aspect of mobile homes and whatnot. And I think we probably covered all of that topic. But I always like to do a wrap up again, since we got cut off and I didn't really get to go into the deepness of it. The difference between a manufactured home and the mobile home is that the service can't be on or in a mobile home. It has to be immediately adjacent, it, not more than 30 feet. And then you'd have the service, and that's where your grounding would take place. That's where you'd put your grounding electrode system at, right? The code also allows,
yep,
even though it tells you that it's got to be there for a mobile home within 30 feet, but not on or in for the service, it does allow you to put it up to anywhere else on your property. But then you would still have to have a feeder disconnect at that 30 feet or less to the mobile home.
Yeah.
Because you have to have the, yep, service still somewhere else. So I think I kind of said something in there that I was, you know, when we got cut off. But again, that service is still out there. It just is not within 30 feet because of that allowance. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. Whereas a manufactured home, the service can be on it or in it, right? And it's perfectly fine. Okay, so,
oh my goodness.
So, you know, so
Aaron,
what in the world?
$49.99.
Aaron, that's right.
Wow.
Due on the planet. Wow, thank you, sir.
I'll tell you what, man. Anybody matches Aaron tonight, big kudos. You get a spin twice.
Yeah.
How about that? You match, yeah, $49.99. You're spinning, dude, twice tonight. Hey, bro. Dude. Love you, man. Thank you for all the support. I know.
Tell you what, that is some support,
proud of us, man.
That is the support, buddy. Because you know what, folks out there that's listened, Aaron's not an electrician, and he supports it. So that's, you know,
that's right.
Definitely appreciate it. Remember, we're not going after the clicks. We're not out there telling you that boxes don't need covers on it. That's not us. That's not the Grunberg and the Abernathy show. We're telling you that all junction boxes need covers. I got to hold on.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I got. All
right. That's right. That's right.
All right.
That's so awesome.
So anyway,
man.
So that was
that's
our
so
grounding.
Awesome.
That was last week. We kind of got cut off at the end of it, but I wanted to make sure we did cover that. Now, somebody did ask me in an email. They said, well, could I still drive a grounding electrode at my mobile home if I wanted it and connect it to the frame? You can if you want, right? But it, yeah, as long as it's not connected to the grounded conductor, as long as it's, if it's connected to the equipment ground, if you want, okay. But it's not something that's going to be required. It's at the service is where you would do that, that type of thing. So, anywho, and the service has to be
hey,
what?
Hey, Braxton.
Okay. All right.
Braxton Henderson, thank you, sir, for the $10 donation.
Thank
he
you,
says, what's
sir.
Up, guys? Thanks for the work you're putting in. Where do I sign up for the subscription thing? Shout out from Grand Junction, Colorado. So he's not too far away from me.
Oh,
I don't
right
know,
down
Denver,
the road from
Grand
you.
Junction. What do you think, Braxton? Maybe set just an hour away, maybe something like that. But I'm going to put a link in here for everybody out there who's watching. It's my affiliation with Electrical Code Academy. So if you do sign up through this affiliation, it also gives me a little kickback. So I'll put that on there for you guys. And what all do they get, Paul? Just for those who don't know, when you do sign up for the monthly subscription for $9.99 or even the annual subscription for...
Yeah,
what do
some
they get?
People. Well, some people ask about that. They say they don't want to use PayPal, but if you do monthly, you can only use PayPal because it's a billing thing. It bills you every month. If you do the annual, you can use a credit card. Again, we're not soliciting any of that. We just tell you about it because that's where all of my videos go. That's where our rebroadcasts of Wednesday night sessions. You know what I'm saying? All of that stuff that goes over and that is not your affiliate link, bro. All right, and so that is my link. So, but at any rate,
no, but if
no, won't work.
It should, it should be actually. It should go through mine.
No, that's not what it says on the screen. It says pricing plan.
Oh, okay.
Yours is the basementking.net. Anyway,
oh my goodness,
dude, what is going on tonight?
CMECP Todd Shepard in the house, kicking back $49.99, matching Aaron tonight. Wow, you guys are on fire tonight,
crazy.
Man.
Appreciate you guys. I really do. I do appreciate it. Again, I like to tell people I'm not out there trying to get a million clicks. Very niche-y what we do, and especially with my training. And sometimes it's very discouraging. Oh, you're going to get that wheel spin time. Don't worry about that.
He wants to spin the wheel. That's
don't
right,
you worry
man.
About that,
that's
bro.
Right. You get to spin it twice.
Yeah.
Times two. I'll tell you what. You know, we talked about when people donate $4.99 or more, they get a spin just one time, you know. But if you donate $49.99, like Aaron and Todd did,
I just
you know
give
what?
You
there's an exception.
Everything
you're
we
spending
have.
Twice. You're
all right. So
twice,
anyway,
so
what you get with that subscription, if you haven't figured it out, you get all of our videos. You get anything we're doing in the future. You get to attend the webinar on grounding and bonding that we started, Tuesday night. And you get the rebroadcast of that when it's all completed. So you'll get that. The one that Jay missed, by the way. Yeah, you get that.
Oh,
you get anything else that we do, you get to, you'll get access to all of that. And any of the videos that we come up with in the code analysis videos and anything like that that's unique, then you'll get all that too. So that's what that is. All right, so did he donate again?
Thanks, Aaron, again for donating $19.99 again. Wow, Demetrio, $49.99. My goodness. Hey, man, Paul, we need to step up our giveaway game with this, brother. They are bringing it in tonight.
That's incredible.
Man.
That's incredible.
That's incredible.
Well, we're going to spin
Aaron
that wheel.
Times three. Demetrio, we appreciate it.
All right, so we better save time for those spins. So we got to get into tonight's topic.
Well, let me tell you guys something real quick because you didn't really ask me how I'm doing here in Colorado. So I'm just gonna let you know how I'm doing. I'm
sorry.
Doing pretty good.
How are
Paul,
things
you
going
know, I'm doing,
in Colorado, Jay?
No, it's okay. You know, it's going great, man. Beautiful. You know, the mornings are brisk, but the
you know, if your name
the
was
sun's
Michael,
out by.
If your name was Michael, I probably would have called on you quicker.
Yeah, yeah, Schwartz, Michael Schwartz. Yeah, I know he's somewhere in the house. You know, very quiet guy, but he sure does show up, man. Clutch. You know, we call him Mr. Clutch. Everything's going good, man. The sun's out every day here and still in Colorado. It's not too gloomy. As I was chatting with you earlier about a service call, so I get this call today from a guy that lives a block over from me. We recently did a little bit of work at his house, and he calls me up. He goes, "Hey, man, I'm having issues with my water heater. I had an appliance guy come out and take a look at it, and he says it's electrical. Can you verify it has power?" So I'm like, shoot, I'm an electrical contractor. You know, I can legitimately go over there and do this work, you know, by the state. And so I go over there, and I'm thinking, okay, I tell him, I say, listen, if I can get it done within an hour, $100. You know what I mean? I said, mm-hmm. That's it, flat rate, $100. And I go there, and I go downstairs, and I can just see the junction box to the water heater. It's all black around it. And if you follow me on Instagram, ding, 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 the Basement ding. King 12, you'll see working. Those. Yeah, it wasn't working. So I open it up, and what they did was they took a 6-4 SER cable to the water heater, and they hooked it up to the leads on it with just regular wire connectors that we're going to go over today. We'll probably touch that, aluminum rated versus copper rated, things like that. These connectors were not rated for the aluminum to copper. Not only that, it was a weird setup. It was a weird setup how they had it too, Paul. I was telling you about that. At the panel side, they cut the equipment ground. At the water heater side, they cut the neutral. So really, they didn't have any grounding, any return path. It was just two hots going out there. And inside that box, the wire nuts or wire connectors and all the conductors were all just melted together in one lump. It just looked like one lump of coal, you know. And I go, oh, my goodness. I look at him and I say, hey, man, we could do this one of two ways. I can go get the proper connectors, or let me go look at the breaker and see what it's on, and we'll take a look there. Well, at the end of the day, after I inspected it, I just figured I need to run a brand new circuit to this water heater. So needless to say, 4 hours later, I ran a 220 circuit copper.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Since I was going outside, the panel's outside, and I was going down the panel about, I don't know, a foot and a half into the basement floor joist.
So this is a panel's mounted outside, and you have to get inside, so you're going to run UFB down and in. Right.
Yes. And that's exactly. So I had to go down. I slid it in liquid tight. And I know, like we were talking earlier, it's not because it protects it from physical damage, but he does have kids running around. He has other,
maybe looks neater
liquid tight around. And it does, it matches what he has. And so I was down there and I'm drilling out this hole, this inch and a, I don't know what's trade size half inch, 7/8, sorry, 7/8. Cause trade size half inch is really actually a 7/8 hole. So I take my hole side, drill it out, and I'm pushing my fish sticks in there, and I'm hitting every single thing. I'm hitting water pipes with my fish sticks, not with my drill bit. I'm hitting wood bracing members.
I hope you're hitting it with your fish tape and not your drill bit.
Yeah, I did it, man.
I did. You're going to be fixing more than the electrical if you do that.
At the end of the day, I pretty much rewired it for him. And this guy, people, listen, man, he has five young girls in that house. And that water heater, when you turn on that breaker, when it was wired before I came in, it was causing a fire pretty much. And that's so scary that some people out there install electrical not knowing what they're doing with people in the house like that. It is super scary, you guys. So I felt when I walked away from there, he was happy. I was happy. The install was safe, and I made a couple bucks. So
a couple bucks, but the look of the install was a bit scary.
No, stop it! Stop it!
No, not your install.
What are you chuckling over there, man? The previous one.
Oh, so you know what? Guess who's on? And he said, "Are you still going there?" He says, "Are we going to go there?" Yes, Schwartzy, we are going there. You were there when he wasn't. He left me hanging. Check it out, my brother's in the house. The non-electrician brother, I should say. Welcome.
Chip, what's happening? Welcome.
Big bro. Have a talk
to
him.
My best bud, Chris Lightsey's in the house. I see him in the house now. He's an actual iron worker.
You see Aaron dropped some more bucks in there.
Oh, my goodness.
On a rampage.
You know he does that because
he likes seeing his name right there.
You guys can't keep up with him.
He likes seeing his name right there at the top. That's right. He likes seeing it. So anyway, that's a good segue into tonight's topic. For those that are not electricians, you will get a kick out of it because, again, it's the old great debate. Okay? The great debate is wire nuts versus Wagos. And there's the wire nut. It's a tan wire nut. Typically for like maybe 512s or whatever in there, 412s and whatever it is. And then you got the Wagos or whatever. You got like Wagos meat. So there you go. So there they are. So the great debate.
These actually came in. These ones that I show you came in a wafer luminaire that I got. See these guys from American Lighting. 6-inch wafer. When I talk about wafers for all you commercial guys or non-electricians out there, and again, this is why we do this show. For everybody, this is what we're talking about. This is now the new style. Instead of doing recessed can lighting, this is what you put in, or what we put in basements now, or even remodels. You know, you in old work, you can't really put them in new construction.
So those don't need those don't need a box.
No, they don't need any type of box. They have their own. They come with their own. J-box here that just attaches to it. And this one does have a cover, just so you guys know. Covers are required. So this just goes in, but yeah, as long as you have...
You mean that junction box has to have a cover?
Well, this one comes with it. It's listed for a cover, so yeah, this one needs one. Man, you guys are Jeez, I can't
Michael,
keep up.
We appreciate it. Remember now... I am not living down under a bridge, so we do appreciate it. Again, it shows the love, and we do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Walter says, I don't see the link to donate. Down below the comment, there's a little money sign.
If you're not on YouTube, then you got to use the link at the top of the screen, the streamlabs.com/masterdnc. The donations are coming from the money symbol on the stream over on YouTube. That's where that comes from.
Yeah, right below the comment area where you can comment. There's a little money sign, so keep them coming. Schwartzy, right. Appreciate it. Aaron, love you, bro. You're awesome, man. Appreciate it.
All right, so great debate. Wire nuts, Wagos. Let's start out with, for people to know, wire nuts, wire binding devices is really what they are. Wire nuts is a trademark by Ideal. Don't sue me. We're just commentary and bringing information. Gorilla Nuts would be from another manufacturer, okay, that do that. What is going on tonight? Tim, thank you.
Tim Johnston in the house. Code Strong, baby.
The wire nuts bind two wires together. So you got houses, those that aren't electricians, all your joints in your boxes, typically, unless it's the end run or whatever, you got multiple cables coming in or whatnot, you're going to have junction splices. They have to be done in junction boxes. Exception to that would be allowances outside for direct burial. There's an allowance to splice without boxes there. But generally, all splices will be contained inside of a junction box. And that junction box will have a cover. Yes, it will.
A listed cover.
Whatever anybody that might be out there, whether you are in the crew or not, it's going to be a cover. All right. So these splices. So we splice these with wire nuts that have to be equivalent insulation rating of the conductors that it splices. And of course, if it's plastic, it would be. But they make different names, Gorilla Nuts and whatever. It's just connecting two pieces of wire together or three pieces of wire together or whatnot.
Yeah, and if you guys have a certain wire connector you use, put it in the chat, man. Yeah, we'd like to know which ones you guys use, you know.
Shout what you use.
I use whatever the supply house has. That's what I use, man. I used to buy
the big bags of Buchanan's. The main one I used was the red Buchanan's for most everything, you know, unless I had something big. So I used the Buchanan's, and of course they're available in the yellow small ones, the tan ones. Tan's one I used to buy also in bulk from this supply house in Florida. I used to buy bulk wire nuts. But the way goes.
I got a question for you. When you bought those bags of these wire nuts,
like 500 in a bag or something.
Did they come with that little plastic twister?
Oh, the little wrench
you put on your drill.
The little wrench.
Yeah, did they come with them?
Because
I've bought bags with them.
Yeah, I've got. One used to come in the bag.
I love those things, Walter. Thank you so much, man. You found the donation button. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
I love those things. I've always thought those were never used by anybody, and I.
But who's
going
to take the time? Why would I take the time to put that on a drill and do that to tighten a wire nut when I can go?
Man, when you're making up J boxes and
dude, you're a prima donna, bro.
Work smarter, not harder, guys. You know that.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, I'm not going to grab my drill for that, bro. The colors, Chris asked with the colors, man. You know, I don't know. I'm thinking the colors, since there's no standardization, the color of the wire binding devices, because obviously Wagos are nothing that matches the color, and they're also under UL 486 when it comes to the listing for these devices. There's a 486 A, B, C, D, there's different listings. I'm on that UL committee, but I don't remember doing a whole lot on it lately, but I am on that committee. These are all listed. And even the Wagos are listed just like a wire binding device, just like a wire nut. It's just a different type thing. So talking about the colors, I do not think that has any color coordination with anything. I really don't. It's just at the end of the day.
For the wire connectors?
Yeah, so the red, the tan, the yellows, there are size difference. I mean, the yellows are smaller, tan's a little bigger, red's a little bigger. The
blue ones, blue's go get big. The big blues. You know, the big blue ones are for the bigger size conductors. Or you even got the little small blue ones. So you got to be careful. If you're trying to do small ones, you got to say the small blue ones or the large blue ones.
Yeah, the little teeny blues carry them both, and then the big blues.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting thing for you, Jay. So you've seen the green wire nuts, right?
Yeah, with the hole in the center.
So even if you got one that's green, let's just say with only the hole, it makes it easy, but let's just say you got a green wire nut. Based on the listing for those devices, the little components there, the green you can only use on equipment grounds. But any other colors you can use on equipment grounds. So if you're in a pinch and you grab the greeny, you can't use that on anything but equipment grounds. Okay, that's all they've been evaluated listed for equipment grounds. However, I can use
and
the
I know
tans
you guys out there.
Or the reds or the whatever. I can use that on equipment grounds, obviously, if I want. I'm perfectly fine. Also, the big issue with those greenies that have the hole in it is you're required to have insulating of the actual hot conductors and the neutral conductors, which both of which carry current, right? The equipment ground doesn't carry current except for in a ground fault condition, and that is instantaneous, and the overcurrent device will activate. So the problem with using a greenie with the hole in the end of it, if that's what you choose, is it's not fully encapsulating the conductive material. So you've got that hole still in there. Okay, so that's another reason why you couldn't use the greenies with the hole in it for use on anything but equipment grounds. Not that anybody would, but
I used one of those green ones.
Don't tell me.
One of those green ones today with the holes in them because I slipped it down. Yeah, I slipped it down the bare grounding conductor and I twisted it. I made the connection to the water heater ground and that one, the one that came in with the 10-2 wire that I ran because I just rephased my.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
White conductor with a red circle on it to make it a hot, or to verify that it was a hot. It's gonna get hot regardless because I hooked it up on the breaker. But I slipped that green wire connector over it, twisted it, and it left a, you know, I probably had about a 6-inch pigtail. And then I went around the water ground screw, which was on the top part of the plate, Paul. So you had to, that's how,
yeah, you
gotta
go up
to
and over the, you gotta go through this little, you got this little nipple in the plate, and you come out to mount it. And that's for visualization to assure that it's actually grounded.
Before I got there, there was no ground on that ground screw.
Plus it was all black and everything. So you already had identified it.
It was terrible, man. Most of you guys probably would have walked away and be like, I don't want anything to do with this. Yeah, I almost did too, because it was 2:30.
So good question, Jay. It was a good question in the chat. And I don't use them, and I never used them, and you've talked about it before. I know we're talking wire nuts and Wagos, but what about the caps, the crimp caps on the grounds? Do you use those?
I never liked them at all.
I just didn't.
Yeah, I use
and
them all the time.
We're talking about folks out there who don't know the little copper rings that you put over your equipment grounds, and you crimp it.
Yeah, I wish I had one.
And it crimps them all together. It's acceptable to do it that way. But again, if I were to tell you that I'm okay with Wagos, you're going to say, Paul, you're whack. So the same thing I'm going to say to the people that use the crimp, I'm going to say, you're whack. Because we're all whack.
Hey,
I'm just saying, wiggity, wiggity, whack. That's all. We are. So,
wiggity,
but we know what we are. Boy. We're an island boy. Just trying to make it. All right. Anyway, TikTok. What a useless.
Yeah, Braxton, I use those crimps all the time,
social
man.
Social media platform that TikTok is totally. I don't get that.
Those crimps are permanent. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Nothing's permanent,
bro.
Nothing's permanent. I can cut them things off.
That
one isn't. I get your point.
You can cut them off, or you can kind of cut them down the center with your side cutters, or even sometimes take your linemans and kind of open them up a little bit. Because when you're adding another circuit, that's what's hard with those, right? You add another cable to it. So let's say you already had two cables coming in, and you've already made your crimp up, and now you have to add another one. Maybe they want to add another receptacle.
Yeah, so
above,
I don't know,
TV.
Jay. I don't know that those
that's
crimps.
What's tough.
I don't know that those crimps are reusable. They're done.
They're not reusable, but you can take them off. And normally, if you leave your wires, your equipment grounds long enough, which we do, we leave them. I know it says 6 inches. We probably leave them about 7 or 8. We try to be fair and kind.
Jay,
but
that brings me to another topic. Somebody asked, and whether it was last night or whatever it was, and I was going to go over it in grounding when we do our grounding and bonding. But somebody asked me a question, and I love answering questions, but you know, as long as typically you're germane to the topic. But somebody asked, if you have a metal box and it's being fed by PVC, do you have to bond that metal box? And the answer to that is, yes, you do have to bond your box. Even though the code says if you're not splicing or terminate conductors that you don't have to, you still have to go by the general rules back in 250.4 is I would have to bond the metal box. So I'd have to bond it some way. If the box, if it's, there are metal raceways coming into a metal box, but I still have an insulated equipment ground, then I don't have to use the equipment ground that's passing through to bond the box. But on the equipment ground that's part of the conductors that we splice or terminate or connect to a device on that box, I would have to connect it to the metal box. Okay.
Right.
But the moral of the story is all metal components have to be grounded in some way. Okay. So if my conductors pass through it and there's equipment ground in there and it's spliced or it splices to a device, then I'm going to have to bond that metal box. If it's a metal box with metal raceways and everything's passing through, then I don't have to cut those equipment grounds to bond that box, because theoretically the metal raceways would be permitted to be an equipment ground by 250/118 anyway. So I don't have to do that. That's already taken care of, right? So the goal here is to bond the box, to get it connected to it. So in case there's a ground fault on it, or some kind of energized get on it, that it will clear a breaker, clear an overcurrent device. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So
and that's
we don't want to leave a piece of metal isolated, right? A piece of metal isolated and not, and it's only if it's likely to become energized that we get into all this. But if there are live conductors that are inside of it, obviously,
yeah,
it could be likely to be energized. So I wanted to cover that one. Somebody sent me that and asked me about that. But we are going to cover that in grounding and bonding.
I'm going to switch gears on you. Juan says he likes the ideal insured, the ideal wire nuts. Those are obviously probably common that you're going to see at your local supply houses. And also,
ideal.
Chris Lightsey makes up a good point. He says, do you guys still deal with copper and aluminum wiring in houses? And the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
If it's an existing house, and it's something that's aluminum that's going to the devices, most likely those devices so back in the day 60, were only rated
that
for...
That would be pre-72. So you would see aluminum branch circuit wiring typically up to about 1972. It was very predominant in 68.
Okay.
But it stopped in 72. There was a big issue, really was the terminations. It wasn't the aluminum. It was the terminations that were causing the fire. But that prompted the change. However, as you're going to say, Jay, most of the service entrance conductors are aluminum. Most of the SEs to my ranges and my dryers are aluminum. There's nothing wrong with aluminum.
Yeah.
Be honest with you, the code today still would allow me to have branch circuits of 12-gauge and 10-gauge aluminum if any of us would ever make it. But the manufacturers don't want to make that, because of the stigma behind it.
More of a liability, do you think?
No, it's stigma. The aluminum today worked just as fine. It's almost equivalent to copper as far as expansion and contraction goes. But if you don't torque anything right, it doesn't matter whether it's copper or aluminum. And I watched a couple videos, and I'm doing some electrical blunders videos. And I was watching some videos for content to see who I want to pick on. I mean, who I want to document. I mean, who I want to help correct. And nobody's torquing anything. And I get it. I'm a realist. People just don't torque. But that is code. But with aluminum, when you over torque it, you damage it. Copper is more forgiving than aluminum. Okay, it breaks down. And when you compress it, it tries to relax and come back. But it's, again, its creep isn't like it used to be. But the relaxation still could create an arc in there if you over torque it. So it's not a matter of just how tight you can get that thing. So I tell people all the time, when you're tightening in aluminum, if you're not going to use a torquing device, which you should, 110.14D, if you're not, then tighten it just till it feels good and snug and stop. Don't start cranking down on that. Don't start, because you're going to damage it. You're going to damage it.
Yeah, no, Larry, I did not mention I used it for physical protection. I said it. Yep. I didn't use it for physical protection, kind of like what you're saying.
Yeah, what we said is he did it for aesthetics.
It's more of a, I did it more for aesthetics, Larry. Yep. So I appreciate you calling me out, but if you go back and hear what I said, I didn't say that. I don't think. Maybe I did, though.
No, it's been
a long night.
No, we had a conversation about it. I said you put it in LFNC for aesthetics, because it was the look. And you said kids are running around that they could, so again, UFB and LFNC both have the same rating. They're not subject to physical damage.
It seems like everybody's code experts nowadays, man. You know, have you been on social media, man? Everybody's doing that stuff now. You know, I was doing it for a little bit. I think I'm going to refocus in different directions, but man, you're right. And Larry, I appreciate it, man. But for sure.
So,
I appreciate it. Hey, let me ask you something.
Walter remembers my Buchanans back in the day. Does that mean that they ain't in business anymore? I thought they were still. I love those red slimline Buchanan wire nuts. Jesus.
It will help, though. Yeah, it sure does help, man. Braxton, can you use wire nuts to splice aluminum copper? You know, that's a good question. I was going to ask you that, too, because right here I'm holding a tan wire connector. This is not rated for aluminum to copper. This is strictly copper to copper. It says it on it, CU. It says it on the package, CU only. Same with those crimps that you're talking about, that we were telling you guys earlier, those those crimps that we use for the equipment grounds, those are copper only ring for copper, you guys.
Crimp. Remember.
But, Paul, you were telling me earlier that they do make something that you can actually connect aluminum and copper. What can you use for that?
So those are what we call the purple. You know, we talked all these colors, mm-hmm. right? But those are the purple. Now, the consumer,
that's right.
The consumer products, you know, they're the tinky winky of the wire nut industry. Okay, so they're the tinky winky purple, whatever those things were called, and those are designed for use to copper to aluminum. However, the Consumer Product Safety Commission does not recommend that because at the end of the day, guess what? You still have dissimilar metals touching inside of the device, right?
Yeah.
So it's still, it's, you know, again, they're out there. You can buy them and they, you know, I'm sure they're still listed, but I would prefer, I would say don't use those when you have a copper to aluminum connection.
Man, they're pricey too. And they only come in like at Home Depot, they only come in like a pack of three or four.
Yeah.
Super pricey. You know, same with like the blue ones that you use in like, I don't know. They have different color ones for other applications. Yeah. But yeah, the purple wire nuts, I've seen those before. And I've also seen those, what are they? Alumicons? They come
Alumicons. Like it used to be in the day when we wanted to make an aluminum copper connection, we had to use with copalum. And we had to get certified in it and yada, yada, yada. And it wasn't so much for the application. It's because of the insurance companies. They wouldn't take your word for it. And, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So the training to do that, to get certified for that, which is the original method that the Consumer Product Safety Commission that was charged with the transition between something that would be old aluminum to copper, that was the only one they recommended. But that changed probably more than 10 years ago in a Alumicon, which is, I think, comes by King Connectors. I came up with those. I think they also make Gorilla Nuts, but I'm not sure. King Nuts or King Connectors or whatever they are.
King Nuts. Get you some King Nuts.
But they're the ones that make those. Those are perfectly fine. And the Consumer Product Safety Commission also has no problem with those. Although they do believe the copalum, whatever. They believe that's the best method. And it probably is the best method to do it. But the Alumicon is fine. Again, the purple wire nuts are still listed, even though they've been known by home inspectors have found them to cause problems. But Alumicons are as well, and that's probably the best solution if you're not going to go to a copalum splice. You're not going to get certified in that. And I know a bunch of guys who went and got that training. It was like $750.
Oh my goodness!
And they've never used it.
Never use it. The only time I really see that requirement that you and I were talking about before is in like HOA communities. You know, they want you to have that certain certificate that you've been through that certain training to use those certain connectors or splices, whatever you guys call them. And to be honest with you, like you said, I almost slipped into it too. But then I got to thinking, like, how many HOA communities do I actually work in? You know, and it's really zero.
And I'm
the basement king for a reason.
Yeah, right. But remember what I told you? Remember what I told you when we had that conversation? I said there's now so many other options, and that HOA's document was probably so outdated that they would accept Alumicons now. And you're the electrician. If you're the one that signs a letter on it, and there's also available in the Consumer Product Safety Commission now a letter that you can download that lists the different acceptable methods to them. Now, obviously, the one at the top of the list, copalum, and I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Copalum, it's top of the list, and then it goes down to Alumicons, and so that's the best method. But again, the issue is the dissimilar metals, galvanic action that could take place between the copper and the aluminum. I was telling you what we used to do at air handler units, because they typically won't let you bring aluminum into the air handler unit. We would bring our aluminum to the disconnect, and then from the disconnect, we would change to copper over to the actual unit. That way, with that's
your double lug, like using a pull-out disconnect.
Oh yeah, that's what we used to do.
Works well. That's Larry's on it, man. I really, really like that.
I told you that earlier today when we talked about it earlier today about what I used to do.
Yeah,
and you start pricing it out, it ends up being cheaper. I mean, you might, you know, certain applications where you might not even need a disconnect, it might be cheaper to just install a 60-amp pull-out disconnect and make your transition right there.
Use that as your termination. Yeah. I mean, what are those things? 10 bucks, maybe 15 bucks. Something
today,
like that?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm just saying, let's just say that compared to like the Polaris slices.
With the price of copper today, goodness. It's probably much cheaper to run the aluminum and then switch over just to copper at the end. If you do the comparison.
You know, I do that quite a bit for my hot tub hookups, you know, because hot tubs, they tell you you're required to run copper to the actual hot tub from the overcurrent protective device to the hot tub. And a lot of them, you're supposed to run number 6, even the equipment ground. So if you are doing hot tub hookups, make sure you check that out. But yeah, I usually run SCR aluminum to the line side of that that disconnect box. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, or I guess you call it the hot tub box. And then from the load side out of the 50 amp GFI breaker, I use SCR copper for mm-hmm. it. So it can go right to the hot tub and hook up. And yeah, I use number 6 too, because it tells you. I was at my buddy's hot tub place the other day. He goes, no, I think you can use number 8 if you want to. And I said, I think you got to really check at the manufacturer and make sure that you're installing what they want you to install, because if something goes wrong with that hot tub and it tells you you need to run a number 6 and you run a number 8, you're liable. You're the electrician. You're the one who ran
it.
You're the one hooking it up.
Always defer to the manufacturer's instructions. And look, Larry, I am in McKinney, Texas. Larry, you must be new to the show. I'm in McKinney, Texas, and Grunberg there
and
is
I'm in Denver, Colorado.
So you know that when he comes to the show, he might not be
we
all together.
We are mile high baby. He might not be all the way there.
I don't think
anybody here is there. But I tell you what, I love the sun that Colorado brings. I love the atmosphere here. I love the people, man. I just love my state of Colorado. I'm actually from Washington State. That's why I still rock the Seahawks and support my local team up there in Washington. But back to the question I want to ask you before we go into anything else. Do they make a Wago that's rated for aluminum, do you think? Or have you seen one? Or do you think they're copper? Or maybe those in the chat could tell me.
I have never seen one. But you know what? It'll say it on the side of it.
Yeah, it will. It'll
It'll tell you right now. It'll tell you whether or not. Sweet. City of High Point, North Carolina. A couple of my good buddies in North Carolina. So.
And he's Inspector Larry. Larry. Good old Inspector Larry. We're going to call him Inspector Larry.
Yep. So I'm not aware if a Wago is available in aluminum. It could be. I should say, if you're not familiar with what a Wago is, Jay, for those out there that are not familiar with what a Wago is, because, you know, you might have somebody, there's a picture of, but let's go on to the learning screen. Here we are. We're at the learning screen. Those that are listening. Over on the podcast, Jay, we never mention the people on podcast anymore. Everybody over on the podcast listening, try to catch us.
Well, we love
over
you guys.
Over on Electrician Live, make sure you come to the live stream because it's 40 minutes in and we're liable to lose signal anytime now. All right, so if you look on the screen, you can see that Wagos come in many different styles and flavors. There's the push-in ones and there's ones with the levers. The ones with the levers tend to start getting in a little bit of the larger conductors. Than you do, but they're different types of Wagos, and so it depends. They'll tell you what they can accept, right? They will tell you whether or not you can use solid or stranded in it. Mm-hmm. They will tell you if it's copper only. Some of the ones that again smaller sizes will go like from 24 up to 12 gauge, and they were simply push in. Okay, Wago, check out their website. So here's what I tell people about those things. It's simple. Go to Wago.com and all the literature's there. All their UL listings are there. All this stuff. So, I mean, we can hate this device. We can hate this connector. But there's a couple of things that we have to remember. They have been evaluated. They are listed. Any of the situations that I've been shared pictures about these things that have really been bad... is usually it's installed improperly. I have seen people jamming one that's only allowed to take 12 gauge and them jamming a 10 gauge stranded in there. And, you know,
sure.
And that's why they make so many of these things. You have to look at it and see which one. If you go to their website right now, Jay, you will see that in the Wago category, right? They have got at least 20 of these freaking things. So, again, we can hate them.
I think the guys who like the Wagos are the same guys who backstab. And I'm a backstabber when it comes to hooking up my receptacles or my switches. Most of my devices, if I can backstab it, I'm stabbing it. Same with Wagos. I don't mind using wire connectors or wire nuts. I don't mind using either one of them. I'm not opposed to them. But let's say I have a luminaire like these wafers, and inside that J-box that come with them that have a proper cover on them, they're going to come with
but Wagos got a cover?
In them. And it does.
Okay, just checking.
And you're gonna have Wagos that are connected to these things. I guarantee you, 10 out of 10 times, those Wago haters out there, you're not cutting that thing off. You're gonna add to it. I hope you don't. If you do, you do.
There's
you
some
probably
people
can
out
and
there,
just
Jay.
It.
I should go back to the main. There are some people out there on forums that do say they cut them off, and that's fine. So here's the end of the day, Jay.
Do
here's
they?
The take. Yeah, they cut them off. Huh? They say one guy even said on one of the forums that I would fire.
Personal preference.
He said I would fire my guys if they didn't cut them off. Hey, look, I get it. The problem is, it's kind of like Ford and Chevy. It's kind of like, you know.
Yeah, Milwaukee or DeWalt.
Or Ryobi. But at the end of the day, see, you know what? It offends me.
What is Ryobi compared to?
Dude, see.
Like Toys R Us?
That's like hypocritical Ryobi, right there.
Toys R Us. Or, I mean, sorry, not Toys R Us.
There's no more Toys R Us
or
thing.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Black and Decker.
So anyway, look, at the end of the day, they are listed. So I'm not here to tell you they're bad. I'm just here to tell you they're listed. So the great debate ends with Paul and Jay kind of saying, But
hey,
any of the ones
got,
that I've
man.
Seen,
use
any of the
like.
Ones that I've seen burn up, Jay, have not been done right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And you still got to understand that there's going to be faulty pieces of material everywhere, right? I mean, like some wire connectors, wire nuts, these little, what do you call it's inside there? Golly, it has a little metal tightening binding piece inside of here. Sometimes that thing come loose. Sometimes it'll fall out. Like, it happens. Things go bad.
That's for the next thing that the next person will say that just hates the way it goes. And again, I could go either way. And have I ever cut them off and just made up the splices? Yes. But not.
What?
Yes, but not for different reasons, Jay. Just don't go there.
I would fire someone if they cut off a Wago. Listen, you work for me. You better not cut off no dang Wago.
That was the same.
That
was the same job site that I went on that I didn't make them put covers on any of the boxes either. So, of course. No covers. It's not code. But yet it is code. So
exactly. Okay. So I want to show you guys a trick. I'll show you guys a trick. And I learned this out in a commercial when I was doing commercial work.
JCC hates the Wagos. He's a Wago hater. Hold on. I got a button. We got a Wago hater. Hold on.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's okay. You do you. But.
So, tip for you guys out there. I have a 5/16 nut driver. A lot of the ideal tan wire nuts have this one doesn't. This one's like round off. But some of them are, they have pointy corners to them.
Dude,
you can actually get a 5/16.
Are you that prima donna that you got to use a nut driver to put on a wire nut?
Hey, listen, man, I'm just telling you guys what I did. That's all. You, if you twist them how you twist them, I'm going to twist them how I twist them. Get it, dude. You know what I mean?
I'm going to send you this
wire connector.
I'm going to send
right
you this.
There. Boom. Look at that. Tip, trick of the day. I'm going to learn y'all today.
I'm going to learn y'all today. I'm going to send you this Snuggie teddy bear because you sound like whatever. Oh, hold on. Come on, Jay.
You have a million of them.
I got your baby. I got your baby. I got your baby. All right, look.
Shots fired. All right. I'm going all out.
All right, we got to get to the code turn.
That boy too.
We got to get to the code turn. Right, because we got to spin some wheels here. We got to spin some wheels. So we got to get to the code turn. So let's go to the code turn.
We got some wheels spinning. Todd wants to spin that wheel, baby.
Yeah, before the face YouTube and all that cut me off. All right. So here's our code turn. This came from you, Jay. So walk us through your is this your picture, or did you just take this from somewhere?
No, so that's the actual install that I was at today. If you take a look at that 6 SER that's in that LB right there, probably – okay, so some violations right here. You have NMB going outside in an LB.
Okay, so that's 10.2.
Into the house
so some,
where it
– got some 10.2?
Yeah, I think it's 10.3. I think it's 10.3.
Okay.
For 10.3. For the AC, and then that SER cable, that's probably overfilled in there as well. It's a tight fit, but mm-hmm. if you look close up there, the equipment grounding on that SER is clipped off, and that's what I was telling you. On this side, it's clipped off, but on the water heater side, it's actually connected, and the neutral's clipped off, or the white conductor's clipped off. So really made no sense to me. So that was part of it, right there. Big time turd. Inside of that box too, they had, and I didn't get a better picture of it, but they had neutrals, two neutral conductors under one lug as well. And I don't think that the neutral bus bar permits that.
Yeah,
so
I can't
that
remember.
Was
That's I think it, I'm getting old in my memory, but I think that is, I think that is 408.40, but, you know, we got some inspectors in the room. So again, I'm not as shy. As most will tell you, I'm not as sharp as I used to be. So
yeah, and this is a GE sub panel here.
Actually, it's 408.41. See, I was one off there.
408.41. Nice.
God.
Close, but no cigar.
No cigar. So equipment grounds, though. That's a good topic, though. Equipment grounds. I can put two equipment grounds under a terminal. If your legend tells you it's okay, that's the one thing you got to look at. That little legend, you can't see it, but it's up there in that paper that's on the right side.
Yeah.
It'll tell you how many equipment grounds can go under a lug on that terminal bus, but they got to be the same size. So that's another thing that people do all the time is they'll put a 12 and a 14 under it. Now, even if you pre-twist them like your guys like to do, it's still not going to matter. It's got to be same size in that hole. If you want to put two
in that hole.
Same size, no. So 214s or 212s or whatnot, that type of thing.
That makes sense. So now we SCR, try to stay away from that. But
the SCR is rated for wet location, but that NMB is not. That's a short radius L as well.
Short radius. Look at all that foam around it, too. They sure did put a lot of foam around it. But, I mean, other than that, that's really the – all that was the live action. Instead of stealing someone else's code turd, I just figured I'd show you guys where I was at today. By the time
so
I
you
left
fixed
that
all
place,
that, right?
It was dark though.
Did you fix all that?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I took out the 10.3. I re-ran
it.
You know,
everything?
I took.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what
course.
I thought.
Fixed
everything. I know you fixed it all. Okay.
You know, that's you and I were talking about that though. When you're in a situation where you're at a project, let's say you're on a service call or you're doing piecework or maybe a whatever you're doing there, contract work, and you see something that's
how much do you
like
own?
This or maybe something else, how you go about it. You know, some people say, "Oh, you see it, you're responsible for it," and I say, "No, no way, man." Well, I you know what I do is I tell the customer about it first.
Yep.
And I tell them the safety level of it, the violation of it, and I also give them a price to fix it. But my whole intent of being on that job is to complete the job that I have for that day. So until I complete that job, I won't do anything else for you. But after I complete this job, we can go, you know, look at that, or I can put a price to it. A lot of people get pulled aside and they just think that they're obligated to fix all these mess ups. And that's not the case, man. There's mess ups everywhere.
I have to tell you, Larry, we covered that 408.41, but I got to tell you that when I was ahead of the jurisdictions back in Virginia, and then ended up being ahead of, supervisions up in Northern Virginia, we used to, when we would go to commercial and we're looking into sealing and things like that, We would tell the guys, with you're opening up the ceiling. Oh, that's right. You forgot the turd hat.
Yeah, I forgot. Aaron told me. Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
We would tell people, look, if you don't open it up, we can't see it. You open up the work that you did. If you open up all of that ceiling and we see a violation, if you took the tiles out and you opened it up, we're going to assume that's part of your job. So you're going to fix it. So only open up what's pertained to your job, right? The work you're doing. Now, in some states, like in Virginia, if you're incumbent as an electrician, when I see a violation, I am incumbent to make somebody aware of it, right? I have to make them aware of it. And some people will say morally, I'm obligated to fix it. But I don't think that I'm going to be able to force somebody else to fix somebody else's mess, especially if that wasn't in their scope. The hazard was there before I got to it, or the violation was there. But every jurisdiction might look at that differently, right? But when it came to above ceiling, suspended ceilings and things like that, then I used to say, look, whatever we poke our head up, whatever you open up, we're going to inspect. Okay, we're inspectors, not expectors. So that's kind of one of those type of things that look at. So what you open up, we're going to inspect, that type of thing.
So let me ask this. If you're an inspector, Larry, you know, Inspector Larry here, and he's walking to one of my jobs, and I'm doing a basement over at 122.
You didn't turn the lights on your hat, though, did you?
What's that?
Oh, yeah, they're on. Never mind. Okay, sorry.
They're on my lights. You like that? Probably just too bright. Hold on, let me turn this off real quick. There we go. But let's say Larry walks by two houses, and before he gets to the house that I'm working in, and right out front, he sees two code violations or two safety hazards. Is it his obligation to go fix those or go tell somebody as an inspector?
No. So that's the one thing to remember. Usually our inspectors would turn around and call the property maintenance folks. And we'd turn that over to the property maintenance folks. I was always in charge of all the the inspectors and everything. I wasn't paying them to go around and be the tattletale. If they saw something that was a hazard to our community that we served as agents to the community, right? Then I would make it aware to the people. And we all work with them. In my department, I knew the property maintenance folks. I knew the ones. I knew who was the head of that division. And I would give them that information and say, you need to check on this. But no, as an inspector, I go right past that. I mark it down. And then I get to the job I'm there to inspect, and I inspect it, and I get my butt to the next one because the inspectors are overworked as it is. They have jobs to inspect than they have time to do it, right?
They I can't tell you guys. I've put in an inspection here in Denver twice now, 2 days in a row, and I've been bumped because of high demand volume. Inspectors are so needed in here. And my point wasn't just to call out inspectors. I'm just saying we're going to see as electricians, as inspectors, as owners, as apprenticeship, as journeyman, masters, whatever you want to be, whatever your title is, you're going to see violations. And I tell you, one of the biggest ones I see is no covers on post all the time. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go run over there and put one on it. Right, you know what I mean? That's all. But
Jay, you're just trying to stir crap.
I know. I know.
So let me answer that question about junction boxes real quick for everybody, and then we'll move away.
No.
You're bringing it up again. So everybody out there, 314.25 says covers and canopies in complete installations, which all of your installations should be complete. Each box shall have a cover, faceplate, lamp holder, or luminaire canopy, except for those where installations comply with 410.24B. 410.24B is where you can access the box through the luminaire, okay? So that's where you have the allowance, okay? Where you put like a fluorescent over top of a box, but you can get to the box through the opening in the luminaire at the base of it. Okay, so that's a requirement there. It says it. All installations are required to be complete. I'm going to do this, and we're going to let it go, and we're going to spin the wheel. The next one you want to look at is, for those out there in acquiring minds, want to look at 314.28C, which is, again, for pull boxes and junction boxes and whatnot of those sizes. You'll also notice it says, all pull boxes, junction boxes, and conduit bodies shall be provided with covers, capable. Now, somebody's going to say, well, provided with it, but doesn't mean you have to use it. Come on, man. Do you really want splices loose? Do you really want them exposed? Do you want the liability of somebody coming in and sticking their hand in on them? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's common sense. It's common sense. Let's educate the industry. Let's not confuse it. All right. So now, let me answer a couple questions real quick, Jay. Then we got to spin this wheel because Demetrio asks, he says he works with aluminum with no locks. Again, we'll bust that one here. We've probably done it before. You are not required to use antioxidant compound on aluminum. It might be recommended by Aluminum Association. It might be recommended by the wire and cable manufacturers and everything, but it's not a requirement. 110.14 tells me that if I employ it, what that means is if you use it, it can't be detrimental to the connection, to the installation, to the insulation of the actual conductor. And today's modern antioxidant compounds are not going to be detrimental. Back in the day, they might have been because of the flaking that was in them, but today they're all petroleum-based. It's fine. Now, if you want to use them, great. I use it all the time. But I told Jay, I also, believe it or not, used it on copper too. Okay, so it didn't matter to me. But it's not a requirement. When they test these lugs and they test those things, like panel boards, UL67, they don't test it with the antioxidant compound when they get approval. So any inspector who demands you to use it, the only way they can get away with that is if the piece of equipment has a label on it that says, guess what? If you lose aluminum conductors, you got to use antioxidant compound. I only know of that ever being in one piece of equipment that I ever encountered, and that was, I believe it was a Mallard disconnect, that it had a statement on there
or the,
that said it.
Or that the manufacturer it. of the cable tells you or conductor tells you as well. I think you told me that too, is if it's a certain brand, and it tells you, hey, if you're going to use this, you need to, you know, on a lug terminal, you need to put no locks on it or whatnot. I use it here and there. If I have it on the van, I use it. If not,
if you
I'm
don't
not
have it, I
too
don't
big
sweat
on
it.
It.
The key is to torquing. So here's the part that I always laugh at people. They will have a fit about wanting antioxidant compound, but then they freaking don't torque their termination. Trust me, not torquing it right is way worse than not having antioxidant compound. Trust me, I know. We tested it in our facility, okay? It's far worse to over-torque, right? You know what I'm saying? All right, next question we got to encounter real quick because we got to get some. I want to, what happened today? Hold on. Not R. Kelly lost the dog. Oh, dude, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, man.
Dogs are like the family. I know that I lost one a couple years ago that was, I didn't realize how hard that would be. You know, people say, it's just a dog. No, they're not.
No.
No, they're not. When your day sucks, you've had a total bad day, and their tail's just a wagging, they come licking and kissing.
Yeah.
Dude, they're not just, no. So I'm sorry,
yeah,
man.
When
sorry
I come
to hear
home,
that.
When I come home, my dog is the first Zombie. One to see me. He's there to greet me. My wife, she don't give a dang.
It's a dog.
My
it's
kids,
dog.
They don't give a dang.
Yeah. So what else we got here? Let's see. Yeah. Aaron's at it again. Another one. Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
Oh my goodness, Aaron. Let's get to the wheel. We got
to
get
to the
wheel.
Let's give some give. We got to make sure we do it before we lose signal. It seems like it's still holding tonight. All right. Jay, give me a list. What do we got to do? I got to write these things down.
Oh my.
What are we doing? What do we got?
We might as well start with the big hitter. You know?
Hold on. Let me.
Let me start with you want to save the big hitter for last or do the big hitter first?
Let's save the big hitter for last. Let's hit. We got to hit the guys that we didn't hit last week.
All right, so the guys that we didn't hit last week are let's go Schwartz. Schwartz times two. He did last week and this week, so he gets two spins.
All right.
I'll document everything. You spin, tell me the win, and I'll write it down.
Boom! LED light.
Okay.
Oh, crap. There you go. LED light right there. Oh, this one right here. Okay. Gets that.
The neuralizer.
The neuralizer. All right. And ready to spin again, Michael?
Spin again.
Another LED light. We got to spin again. He doesn't want two LED lights.
Spin
I'm pretty
again.
Sure. Spin again, Michael.
Did he finally get it? Did we get a whammy?
What are the odds, Mike? What are the odds? You won, loser.
Oh, no. Sorry, Mike. He's out on that one.
Oh, forget that crap. We're going to spin again, Michael. That's terrible. You won. You're a winner in my book, Michael.
That's the first time we've ever had that, though, Mike.
It's the first time. You're the first one to ever get that. Hold on. That's terrible. An LED, dude, we're going to spin again, Michael. You don't want another LED light. Come on, we got to do this. You got to get something else. I got to add some more crap to the wheel. Oh, my God.
Good apprentice always has two lights.
I'm going to do this again. We're going to keep spinning until you get something else, Mike. Stickers. Okay. All right, so, Jay, mark this down. Michael gets LED light and stickers.
Okay.
I have a special treat for you, Michael.
Okay, what do you got for him?
Tonight, everybody that donated is going to get the new giveaway that I've got coming in a couple weeks. The bottle opener, the screwdriver, that neat thing that I showed. It is neat. Okay, hold on a minute.
I'm going to put an asterisk by everybody's name so they get that. And that's what that asterisk
is. I'll show y'all what it is right here. Hold on. Let me see if it shows a picture of this thing. Yeah. Okay, so y'all see it. Look at that thing right there. That's a bottle opener, a wine opener, a knife. God, it's a little bit of everything in that bad smamma jamma. You're all going to get
that.
Yeah,
it is.
Y'all all are going to get that tonight. So, Jay, mark that down. They're all going to get that. That's the power of donating. I want you to have that. That's my newest thing. I wanted this for me, but I'm getting them and going to give them things away. It is sweet. All right. They sent me a sample, and I was like, yeah. All right. So, Mike, put that down. So, Mike, stickers. And I give you a good bunch of stickers, Michael, and move on. Who's next?
Next is CMECP, Mr. Todd.
Is he from last? But he's this week. Did we get all the last weekends?
Oh, he's this week. Yeah, no, last week. Let me. I could kind of combine everybody. Oh, Lou. Let's do Lou. 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 I don't know if Lou's in the house, but it doesn't matter. He wasn't. He was here last week, so
we'll catch up on him.
Now, is he getting the screwdriver too?
Yeah, everybody's getting not the screwdriver, the opener. Yep, everybody's going to get it. So he's going to have to reach out to us.
I like
so hopefully
that.
He'll rewatch this broadcast and reach out because you knew we will need to send us your address at host or hosts with an S at electricianlive.com so we can get your address. All right, so he got a stickers and the bottle opener. Okay.
Got it. All right. Who's next? From last week, Yane. Yane. Was it Yane and Nikki?
Yane and Nikki. I don't know if he's here this week. But we're gonna do it. And YouTube hadn't kicked us off yet, so stickers. And I've got a batch of wow, it did it on its own here. Maybe it gets something different. Nope, still stickers again. I got a batch of stickers. We're gonna get rid of those because I want to get I'm in the works for getting more stickers made. Especially the new ones. Have you seen the new ones, guys? Have you seen our new... What's the new little thing we're doing, Jay?
What's the new thing we're doing? Are you talking about the Electrify?
Electrify, baby. So I got the new stickers coming with the Electrify.
Yeah,
electricians
baby.
Only. So I'm going to have those stickers to be given away.
Electricians only.
Yep. All right. So you got his. Who's next?
All right. Got him. Code Strong, Mr. Tim.
Tim. All right. Tim's in the house.
That's right, Elwood. Electrify, baby. Coming
Boom.
To you.
Keychain light. Where are they at? Right here.
Okay.
There you go. Got your keychain light.
Okay, so that's the four
and
from
you still, and you are getting the other.
Week.
Now, here's the thing. We will delay this a little bit until they come in, or you can send your email and say, I want my stuff right now, and we'll send it, and I'll send you it again later when the new little nifty things come in. But
Tim donated again tonight, so let's spin one more time.
Spin it for the
so
Tim again.
Keychain and yep.
All right.
Chris Lighty says I want some. We'll donate.
Keychain again. Oh, look, donate, he was right brother. On the free muff sub. I'm also gonna add next week into here two more spaces for free muff. And we're going to add one annual in here as well, $119 annual membership. Stickers.
Stickers, got it.
And, of course,
so
the opener.
O said he used his screwdriver, the mini screwdriver, to change out his baby toys with the double A's.
There you go. These are the screwdrivers cool. You got a chance to win. These are nifty. They're not cheap either. I mean, they feel pretty good. You know, little perfect. I've used them on my glasses before, but, you know, they'll do it. And he also got use out of the LED keychain Halloween night. There you go. My wife actually uses this.
I know.
She actually uses this when we go to the camper. And she turns the light on because they are pretty darn bright.
They're slick, man. So they're neat.
So she does.
My
use
little
it.
One.
She
likes
doesn't use
the
this one.
LED lights.
She doesn't.
See,
she doesn't
my use little this one likes those.
Does she? Does she spin the
yeah,
wheel?
My little one does.
All right. Who's next?
All right. Let's go to. Let's do Todd now. Todd in the house.
Todd in the house. Todd. Okay. Chip's still here. Brother says needs wine opener. Hint, hint. I got you, bro. Got you. All right.
Brother needs wine opener.
Hint, hint. All right. Keychain light. Who are we doing? Todd?
Todd.
And remember, yep. You all are getting the nifty new thing, the wine opener, bottle opener.
Wine opener,
knife combo thingy. You're all going to get that. But you're also going to get your keychain light. So that's, who did we just do? Todd?
Todd, he got to go twice. So Todd got the keychain and then we need to spin him again.
He needs another one then, right?
He needs another one.
All right, I'm spin again. I'm giving away. Giving.
Oh, I still need to send your hat off, brother. I apologize.
Oh, my God. We got loser again. There is no way.
Oh, no.
There's no way that Todd, CMECP, is a loser. We're spinning again.
No way.
I don't like that. I don't like the loser part of the wheel. Spinning it. LED light. Okay, got these. These are nifty. These are magnets. Look, I just spin it twice and there's a delay. So you already got a keychain light. So you'll get one of these as well. Okay, these are magnets, pretty neat. Put them at, you know, working on a panel. Metal panel, you stick it right to the cover and aim it towards the panel you're working in, or stick it on the metal right there on the side and let it shine in the box. Don't, Paul, don't stick that in the box. Dude, it's plastic. You're okay. All right.
You're
what's
okay.
Next?
That's right. Schwartz, you are still the first. You're the first one to get the loser. You're the first one, buddy. Always, yes, you are.
You'll always be the first man. Loser, Mike. Dude, is that what you want to remember?
Mike's awesome, man. He's such a good sport.
Tim says, what do you have to do to get a wired up electrical flatty? Oh, flat brim? Well, I don't know what you'll have to do as far as him giving them away, because you know what? I'm his co-host and I have never seen one. But they will be available soon on Electrician Pride. Okay.
Hey, did you get that? Did you get that PDF?
I haven't
for those?
Got it designed up, hooked up yet, but it will. I'll get it this week.
No, but did you receive the actual?
Yeah,
I had Jalissa send it to you. Okay, good.
Yep.
Good. Because that's who sends it is Jalissa. Okay, so yep. Todd got the keychain and the LED light. I had one, Tim, that I did.
Of course,
everybody
that's donated is going to get the nifty. Nifty. Okay.
All right. So next is Demetrio.
Okay. Spin it around. Let's go. LED light.
LED
so he gets
light.
LED light in the knife opener thingy.
All right. And then let's do... Braxton, my boy from Grand Junction.
All right.
Another Colorado person in the house. Man, we got a lot of Colorado people in the house.
You must
Aaron,
have a following
Braxton,
out there.
Chris Lightsey.
Stickers? Sticker pack?
Sticker.
Yep.
For Braxton. All right. Let me get
sticker
Braxton.
Pack. And of course, the
stickers are awesome, man.
And the
I
knife.
Love the stickers.
Yeah, send us pictures of the stickers says, that people get on your hats and
can
job
O
hats.
Get
and
the blue one.
Code books. No. Send us stickers.
O's not getting the blue hat, buddy. I'm sorry, man. It's only for the owners. Blue's only for the owners. But, oh, we'll get the black one that I showed, which are pretty sweet. All right, next one in the house is Walter.
All right, Walter. Oh, didn't you also, weren't we going to have some other giveaways eventually here? Some didn't you, we have some other giveaways at some point, like cutting stuff or do we not, no, that's no. Okay.
No, we do. Okay. We just have to readjust the wheel. You and I have to readjust the wheel. So how about
so
this?
So you box them up, send them to me, because we the people that donate, just so you know. The people that don't, this money that you donate goes in a separate part of our account. Let's make that clear.
We're not pocketing that.
No, we use that to buy the other giveaways and to pay for the shipping.
Exactly.
So your donations help us to give back. And people say, well, okay, the wheel is corny. Dude, it's our way of how do we distribute some of this stuff to get it out there, because we appreciate you and you donate the love. And so it's why we do it.
All thanks, right, guys, for the knowledge. Getting late, 5 a.m., come early. Larry, appreciate you, brother. Please, thank you for joining
us
tonight,
joining
us, man.
Hopefully we'll see
you
next
again.
Week.
That was awesome, brother. Take care.
Yep.
All right, so we're at Walter. Walter, let's go. Walter.
Uh-oh. Mm. There we go. My wheel was stuck. Stickers.
Sounds like Tim's in the stickers. Okay, got it. What?
Screwdriver. Who are we spinning for?
That was Walter.
All right, Walter. I spent it. It was on stickers, but then the thing double spinned again on its own. So stickers, the screwdriver is much better than the stickers. So how about we give you both? Stickers and screwdrivers.
Wow. Love it. And actually, he's the only one tonight to land on the screwdriver.
Yeah,
wow, after all those spins, he's the only one.
Only one to get the screwdriver tonight. All right.
Wow, looks like Tim and Larry are in the same area. You know what, man? That's what's cool about this trade. You know, you get guys that are in here that live in the same state, not too far from each other, and they're buddies now, man. That is so – that's cool. That's what I love about this trade, man. Linking up your connections, your resources, man.
Tim said, as long as Larry's not inspecting his work, then that relationship will flourish.
Right. That is true.
All right.
That is true, man.
Who we got in there? Aaron?
Last in the house is the big heavy hitter.
All right.
And he gets 5 spins.
5? Okay, good deal.
Yeah, he gets five spins.
And it's good that you do that, because I've been terrible about this. Hold on.
Should I go get the stuff? Should I just show them what we're going to have for next week's spins? Or do you want to wait?
I'll wait.
All right.
Okay. I'm bad about this, Aaron. Okay. This is the book I promised you. Right now, I've got a pen. To Aaron, appreciate you and appreciate all your support for Electrician Live and Jay and myself.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Got it. On my desk. Darlene will send it out with this next batch. It's going to go to Jay because I got a bunch of other stuff I have to send him anyway. So some more of these little thingies for his little girl. So, all right. So we got 5 spins. You ready? You ready?
Let's do them. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
See if he can clean up. Screwdriver. That's the second screwdriver for tonight. Some more stickers. Hey, share the love. Put those stickers. It's almost like the little ones that you can put next to the gas pump that says, who did this? And you can put that sticker. But no, you don't want to do that. All right, next. Two Keychain. Ooh, getting a little bit of everything. Might as well just throw everything in there. Right?
You going to throw him the free monthly subscription?
I don't think he wants that. So let's go to the next one. Ready? One more. That's three, right? So stickers. You got
screwdriver. Keychain.
Keychain. Okay. Stickers, screwdriver, and keychain. That was three. Fourth spin coming.
Yeah. I mean, all five of them would include the free monthly sub.
Stickers. He already got stickers. Let's go for it. Hell, why are we doing this? So we'll give you stickers, screwdrivers, LED light, LED chain, and you get two of these.
Oh, wow. Two of them. You got it.
Different colors. All right. Write all that down. Those are actually
going to be pretty nice. What? His wife, Lillian,
she could use
would
one.
Probably... would probably have take one of those so that she could use one of those. So that's pretty cool to get two.
There you go. Okay, so you got all that you got all that down, right?
Yeah.
All right, so folks,
what did O say
out there?
Months ago.
So out there, make sure that you send us your address to host or hosts, either one, at electricianlive.com. So HOST at electricianlive.com or HOSTS at electricianlive.com. And we will make sure that we get these things sent out to you. We appreciate that. So again, Jay, I don't know if you can type it in, but host,
yeah,
HOST at electricianlive.com or host with an S at electricianlive.com. Okay. Alternative to that, I guess you could go over to Electrical Code Academy and go to the Contact Us button and do it there as well. If you want to send it through our system, then that's perfectly fine as well. And we'll get it either way. So there you go.
I'm drinking these and it's hitting. You meant to say what type of beer you're drinking. You know what, man? I'm in the Mile High, brother. I love my Coors Light, man. So,
you know, that's a funny story. Yeah. I went out to Golden, Colorado to teach a seminar and we went to every restaurant that I was out there. I ordered Coors Light and guess
Coors
what?
Light.
The girls everywhere I went, they said, that's not on tap. I'm like, dude, how can it not be on tap? Golden, Colorado is right there. They're like, sorry, we don't. And I'm like,
let me
really?
Ask you this
and
though.
Must be just a little angry or something.
Were you drinking out of a glass like this?
All right, enough of that.
Were you drinking out of a glass like this? Exactly.
Electrify no, glasses wasn't. And a pint glasses will be available for those that want to drink something with electrified on it. Says electricians only. They will be available at a store near you. No, not really. They'll be on Electrician Pride or something like that. All right, that is it. And the stream obviously stayed up tonight, Jay. So I don't know what the deal. There you go. It worked tonight. I did do a little tweaking. So maybe I fixed our issue. Who knows? But at any
What's
rate.
What's today? 11-11? 11-11 giveaway. So I'm sending those to you right now, Paul. You know what? I just hold on. Hold on. Bear with me, guys. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Stay with us.
Okay. He's going to go. So I'll do a little song and dance while he's gone. Da, 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 da. Dude, Brian liked the stream. You noticed the little zombie that pops up there. So when you like it, again, we appreciate all the likes you can give us. Again, it helps. And appreciate. The only bad thing about that pint glass was that it had Milwaukee on it. I'm just saying. He needs to have one. I need to have him one scent that says Electrify. Okay. That's our new thing. Electrify. All right. And we do have a pint glass with Electrify logo across it. It is. All right. Well, I don't know where he went, but
I'm getting back.
Okay.
So
here's some of the giveaways. Here's some of the giveaways that are coming up.
I'm over at my buddy's house, Ken's, who's a rep for DeWalt, Lennox, Shoe, and Irwin, the drill bits.
I love and yeah, they might not be Irwin. Giveaways. Send all that to me. My brother loves Irwin.
So he gave me a ton of stuff, man. He said, hey, can you use all this stuff? I said, man, to be honest with you, my guys have it all, but whatever you give me, I'm going to give away on our show. And he said, cool, man. So if you're in the Colorado area, go to Rexel, go to CED, QED, all these places, man. Purchase stuff from them. He'll get a kickback. But what he gave us was some DeWalt stickers. So I got a roll of these bad boys. Again, I don't know. DeWalt, you might have to cut the them. DeWalt.
Okay.
You know, got the DeWalt stickers. Okay. Check this guy out now. The 35-foot DeWalt tape measure.
Ooh.
Look at that, man. I do love this. Look, I don't like that. The fact that it's not double-sided, but you know what? You
it's fine.
Beggars can't be choosers. Look at this. Lennox got an inch and an eighth carbide bit. Hole saw right there.
There you
boom,
go.
Boom, boom.
There you go.
Okay, we got a couple of those. We got some Lennox gold titanium edge blades for your knives.
Sweet.
We have, oh my goodness, look at this. Oh, you might not like this, but it's a Southwire pocket knife.
Okay, move on. Move on.
Move on, move on. Sorry, 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 sorry. We have, oh my goodness, look at this. Two tape measures.
Uh-oh.
Two of them. So again, now we're going to rearrange the wheel. Are we doing this next week?
You got to get them to me first so that we can get it all.
Got to get them to you first?
Yeah, because you want us to take care.
We want us to take care. Before Christmas or something in December.
Yeah, you want us to take care of the shipping on everything, because that's what these folks help donate to help cover the shipping. I have
some Lennox Sawzall blades for you guys.
There you go.
Okay.
I mean, all now fairness, this, they're not Diablo, but hey, Lennox.
Got
Lennox,
a two-inch hole saw blade. I have a Lennox two-inch blade. I mean, ooh. We have so
appreciate
many of
you.
These Sawzall blades. I have a Rexel bottle opener, football style. This came from CED. I have a CED hat with the Milwaukee imprint on the side. And we have these DeWalt USB, not USB, I'm sorry, what are these things? The cable for micro USB, 4-foot ones. Ooh. So they're individually packed. Yeah, check these out, man. You can see them. I seen them at Lowe's the other day. Check these things out, man. Look at this. I gave one to the inspector because he passed me on my, gave me a meter release, so I gave one of these.
We didn't allow bribery, just so you know. So there you go.
Just so you know, I get. Let's see.
Is that C connection or B connection?
That's a USB. Micro USB-C? USB.
What's the style?
No. Just a normal. Just a standard.
Okay.
It's a USB. That's all. So it's a new thing that DeWalt came out with. You know, you can charge your headlamps, your Milwaukee headlamps them if you got them.
Sweet.
Hold on. Oh, I got one more. Hold on for the big ones. We have a 1¼-inch bimetal selfie bit. That's pretty cool. Look at this one. Look at this one. Look at this one. Two of these guys, too. Look. Stay with me. I got some step bits. Got the Christmas tree
steps.
Style.
I
it
like
goes
steps.
All the way up to 1⅜".
Nice.
And I got this one that goes all the way up to 3/4".
Nice.
We are stepping up our game.
Yep, okay? So we're going to be changing the wheel. We're going to be doing some bundles, putting together, you know, some things together in like a bundle giveaway. Hats. Yep.
Man, we got it all. Oh, you know what, too? Oh, check this out. Check this out. I forgot. I had this from, and this is from Chitty. Chitty Electric on Instagram. Chitty.
Chitty.
Chitty, Chitty, Bang, Bang.
Chitty.
He sent me this, Knipix extra large shirt that we're going to be giving away.
Hey, for the Knipix fans, fanboys.
Knipix. So
on the Knipix.
It's going to be
never
awesome, man.
Them.
A lot of
never
stuff.
Never used them. Never used them, but I hear great things about them. So
I have a lot of their insulated 1000 volt insulated
video
tools.
So y'all don't know it. We have social media. I'm not a big fan of social media, but all of my stuff is @ Master the NEC. So hunt it down and join us on all the social medias. And Jay's is the Basement King 12 on all those social medias.
Oh, for 12 man, baby.
Okay.
That's right. Stickers.
Knipix.
Stickers. We got it all, man.
Cool. So again, we're going to add more stuff. Again, if you want to get some neat swag with the new thing that we're promoting here for us, you know, Electrify, go check us out over at electricianpride.com. And check that out. Bunch of new things. In fact, I added a bunch of stuff just the other day. The embroidery stuff's going to look really good, sharp. And people look at it and go, what's Electrify? I'm an electrician, baby. It says electricians only. It's not for you. It's only for electricians that wear it. Okay, so anyway. All right, let's see. And I think that's it, Jay. Is that all we got? So
yeah, I think that's all we got, man.
All right, guys. So again, we're going to be incorporating those into the giveaways again. We thank you for all of that, and we just want to make it fun and helping out, and we appreciate everything. So thank you all for joining us. Share the wealth. Let everybody know that you have it. Let everybody at the supply house. Let everybody you run into tell them Thursday nights. And I don't know what next week's topic is. I don't. But
take a look real quick.
Sure. I'm not sure. But is that Thanksgiving week? Are you off that week, or is it that's the week after? I can't remember.
I'm off Thanksgiving week for sure, but I'm not I don't know if that's
JCC. We started the grounding and bonding, yes. Tuesday night.
We have one more.
Tuesday night, we started it Tuesday night, and then 2 weeks from now will be session two. So we're already deep into the grounding and bonding series. We went over theory. Now we're going to start moving into more of the actual code related to it. O's going to remind you not to forget that hat, bro. Just going
to his wife's in Colorado. Tell her to come over. I'll just give it her to bring back with you.
Just come pick it up.
No, I'll send it over there. Oh,
and also one of the other things we're going to be giving away as well is I'm going to be giving away gift certificates for shopping on Electrician Pride. So we'll be giving away some of those as well. So a bunch of stuff we're going to be giving away. So, and then Christmas is coming. So we're going to feel jolly in the giveaways. So, all right. That's it. We didn't lose the stream. It was an hour and 30 minutes, Jay. So maybe YouTube has gotten better, or maybe they just haven't banned me. Maybe I'm in better graces with them or something. I don't know. Who knows? So, all right. Well, you've got the list. We thank all of you. Hopefully you got something out of tonight's topic. Enjoyed it. Wagyu, whatever. Versus wire nut. Hey, do whatever's your flavor. Oh, God, I was going to mention something. And is it too late to mention this?
No.
I'll end on this. Twist, pre-twist, or no twist when it comes to wire nuts?
I don't twist.
Say. The manufacturers say it's no need to twist. You don't twist. Says the instructions say don't twist. So you don't twist. They're designed to cut into it.
Maybe
so you don't
twist.
Twist. But maybe you twist. But what people were arguing about the issue with the Wagos, and they say, well, a wire nut, if it comes off, it won't come apart. Yeah, that's only if you pre-twist. But it's not required to pre-twist. So, and in some cases, pre-twisting could change the diameter of the conductors and also make that wire nut not fit properly, and it could pop off. Okay, so there's some people that could argue that a Wago is better than some, you know. So anyway, but again, all the ones that I saw that were damaged, usually they weren't following the instructions on the Wago, wrong sizes, those type of things. But as you can see, there's a ton of them from the website. Go to wago.com and look. If you don't like them, just don't use them. It's okay. But don't be hating on somebody else because they use them. That's their choice, because guess what? They're listed. It's their choice. Okay? So, that's it. Zombies ready to get some loving. Folks, till next time, stay safe. God bless. And we will see you on the next episode of Electrician Live.
To Electrician Live with your host Paul Abernathy and Jay Brunberg.